be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
3 John 2. The strongest anointing, the strongest flow of the Holy Ghost, and the strongest anointing flows in which direction? What is it? Does anybody know? Love. Love. The strongest anointing ever. All you can do is shake. Amen. The devil shakes. The Bible says before they were praying for this demon to come out of this man in the Bible, right? And it shook him real hard. And then it released. Amen. God shakes, but the devil can also shake it. But the devil can't love. So you got to do what the devil can't do. Amen? Yeah. Devil can sing. Devil can shout. Devil can shake. So can we and so should we. Amen? But the devil can't love. Amen? And it's about time we start doing some stuff that the devil can't do. Somebody say, grow up!
Grow up.
Say, the show is on.
The show is on.
See, the devil's waiting for you to pull out your magic tricks, you know, the magic tricks. What new thing do we have now? We got gold flying over here. You know, what new trick? Gold flowing this way, silver flowing that way. Do I believe in it? Yeah, I believe God can do that. Amen. But why don't we have a little bit of love fall from heaven? Amen.
Amen.
I'm ready for that flow. When God couldn't find anything more costly to give, he gave his son Jesus, who was the love of God. And that changed the world. So, in 3 John is a very powerful, powerful book. And people get upset with us because we are simple. Somebody say, we should be simple.
We should be simple.
We should be extremely simple. And this is the guy that was close to Jesus. This was his right-hand man. He said, beloved, I wish above all things, in verse 2, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Somebody say, that is spiritual maturity. What is? Being in health and prospering? Well, that's nice, but spiritual maturity is when we get to the point where we get beyond our stuff and we start to desire that for others. That where you give your life, like when we said, hey, tonight we're going to intercede for others, that God would bless them, that it's your seed when you just see people, amen. Amen. You just see people and say, man, it would be nice if God would just do something special for them. You know, Lord, I just want you to do something nice for that person, just something special. You start to stand there. Somebody say, the heart of God.
The heart of God.
That's a wave of the Holy Ghost. This is how we just need to grow up. You know, I believe the revival that God is pouring out on the face of the earth today will come through this spirit right here. With people that have the right desire, the right heart to see people blessed, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, healed, and delivered. Amen. People will talk about you. Who cares? Amen. But say, all we want to do is do good. The Bible says Jesus went about everywhere doing good. Amen. Didn't he go and do that? Isn't that an easy assignment? Isn't that an easy assignment? Just do good. Just do good and watch what God does. Do you know what? There are many things you can't say until you do good. There are many things you can't say until you do good. Amen. We get on TV and we preach for 10 years about hell, you know, and about what we believe and why we believe it and how the world's coming to an end, how the city's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, if the city is going to hell in a handbasket, what are you going to reach it with? Do something about it. Do something about it. Stand up in the love of God and make a difference. The love of God makes a difference. Say, it's all based in love.
It's all based in love.
And this is what love does. John was the beloved of God. Isn't that amazing? And love manifests itself in just wanting to be nice. Look at somebody and say, love is nice.
Love is
gentle. Kind. Pure, not doesn't want vaunt of after it, not itself. It gives of itself. Amen? Amen. Say it wins. Say love is easy to get along with. Everybody loves love. Anybody want to practice love? Anybody want to grow up in love and practice love? See, we even try to spiritualize love. We even try to spiritualize love. You know what gets me? I'd say about 60% of the people that are always talking about love in church are the ones that are always in strife. You ever heard of reverse psychology? We should all just love one another. Amen. How many of you ever noticed that? I can usually pick it up. When I first meet somebody, and if I haven't known them for 15 days, if I haven't known them for a while and I just met them, you know, and it's okay if somebody comes and say, hey, I love you, and I can receive that and get along with that. But they tell you about the love decline in the world and the lack of love in all the churches around. Amen. Guess what? That person has no love. Okay? We're going to start to practice love, and this is the first thing that we can do. We pick up the mindset of John, who was the beloved of God, amen, and he was the disciple of love. John was. And love manifested itself in this. He said, look, above all things, he said, above everything. That means if you would have met the disciple John, if you would have met the disciple John, you come up with John, you would look in his eyes, and you look in John's eyes and say, I only mean you good. I only want to do you good. I only want to see you blessed and being happy. Somebody say love.
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 Say no matter what.
No matter what.
Love manifests itself in this scripture. Now, John told these people that he was writing to that this is what his desire and what his heart was for them. But now that we're growing up, well, we know that John, we want to be like him. Amen. They said, follow us as we follow Christ, right? Well, we can grow up, and we need, somebody say, we still need some Johns. Some people that get off the platform a little bit but just say, hey, I'm not going to worry about all the theology. Amen. It'll work itself out.
Amen.
But I'm just going to practice this for a bit. I'm going to practice this for a bit. I'm going to practice this. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper.
People that love
want you to prosper. Okay? Now people get mad. You want to find a loving place. Listen, you want to find a loving place. They are going to want you to prosper. Now, are you guys this young man's parents? Now, your desire for him is that he would grow up and just find a trash can someplace, you know, and find a steak here every now and then out of any trash can he could find. Isn't that your heart and your desire for him? Because you love him, right? You love him. You know, you want him to find the trashiest woman he could find. I mean, it doesn't matter because you love him. And when you envision, you know, when you say when he grows up, you just want him to go on down to the Fifth Ward and just get on in there and plant for good because you love him. Right? You send your kid to school and you send your kid to college because, you know, you want him to, why? Why do you send him to college? Because they can get a better job.
That's right.
Why? You get a better job. Why? You get a better job because you just like, I just like working harder. That's why I got a better job. I go to school to be a doctor because I want to help people. No, you want money. People are so bizarre. And trying to flip it upside down. Now, if you had a parent, CPS would be after every parent, you know, that had a heart for their kids not to do well. Amen. Put that good quality food down and get yourself a candy bar, you know? You want the best. Somebody say the best. Because you love, right? Well, that's the same thing with Jesus Christ. He wants to see you blessed. Amen? And when he anoints somebody, I don't care what they say. You call me a dog, call them a dog, or whatever you want to call it. Guess what? If Jesus is in them, amen, and they've learned like John, say John was close to Jesus, amen? He knew him better than everybody else. And he said, above all things, the first thing he said was, I wish that thou mayest prosper.
Yeah.
People that love you
want you to
prosper. And they don't have any problem with it.
Amen.
They don't get jealous when you get a piano.
Amen.
You get new tires on your car. They're not finding out what devil you're talking to. Amen?
Amen.
They're not upset. God wants to do you well. He could still get you to heaven blessed. He don't have to make you poor to get you into heaven. You don't have to be sick to be holy. When you grow up in love, you're going to pick up that same mentality, that same lifestyle. You're going to drop religion. You're going to drop religion and what people say and your reputation. There's a religious reputation in what good Christian people should say or what they feel. That's hogwash. God wants his people healthy, healed, and prospered. Somebody say love. The Bible says the devil comes to do what? To kill, steal, and destroy. The devil. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that more. He likes that word more. More abundantly. You know his name is more. El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Because he loves you. Say, when I grow up in love, I'm going to have that same desire. That I want everybody blessed. Out of all the things that he could have been praying for these people. I pray for their wicked souls. The sins of the world are going rampant. Above all. Somebody say above all.
Above all.
And this is the one that Jesus was hanging out with. Say, we got to clean it up a little bit. Amen. Because people get crazy. They did get crazy and they get distorted. And they just don't understand. They said, you should be teaching about love. Listen, when I'm teaching to prosper, I'm teaching about love. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
You sit up there and, you know, you feed your children. Anybody heard that Shirley Caesar song? For the 9 months I carried you, all that stuff, no charge. Anybody ever heard that song? That's talking about showing love and displaying love. So love does this. Love will manifest. Say, these are ways in which love manifests itself. It's not that people are greedy. See, people say, all that man thinks about is money. No, all I think about is the love of God and the grace of God and the anointing of God. When I look at you, I want you to do well. I want your business to go over. Amen. I want you to get a raise. Amen. Because I love you. Amen. And God's love is in me, and I'm trying to find a way to get it out. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, listen, when love starts to manifest itself, this will happen because people will get you trapped up in a mushy, gushy talk. Flattery. Flattery. I love you. Amen. Let me tell you who loves you. Let me tell you who loves you. Jesus loves you. And if they don't, if they're not doing what Jesus did for you, guess what? They don't love you. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper.
Glory.
And be in health.
Yes.
Glory to God. And be in health.
Amen.
And be in health.
Amen.
Jesus went around healing everybody.
Right.
He healed them all.
Yes.
Healed everybody. He went about doing good. Why? He loved them.
Yes.
Love manifested itself in what?
Yes.
In healing. I get up here and the anointing of the Holy Ghost will be so strong and people think, here we go. God, I get up here in the love of God and we're trying to find an excuse to demonstrate his love.
Amen.
Somebody receive $1 million. I don't, you know, how? Somebody receive healing. Somebody receive. Somebody say, just receive.
Amen.
Let God love on you. There's nothing wrong with that. Just let God love on you for a while. Somebody say, that's not all.
That's not all.
But it's just a start.
Yes, it is.
The Somebody said, you need to get them on strong stuff. They bring these converts up on that stuff, tickling their ear with prosperity. You need to get them strong stuff. The resurrection, the great return, the great white throne in the seventh feast, and pray for Israel and the demons in the air and the demons under the ground and behind the chair and the doorknobs. Amen. They must know all these things. When you get a baby, the first thing you start doing with that baby, when you get a newborn baby, the first thing you do, you hug that baby, you love that baby, and squeeze that baby, just love on it. Amen? For months, somebody say, the best thing for new converts is display the love of God. When they grow up, God will deal with that stuff. You'll learn about suffering. Somebody say, it'll come. He don't need your help. I mean, you get a little baby, so you just start smacking it. Tell you, I'm getting you ready for the world. I'm getting you. Somebody, and that's how we are. Yes. Let me just knock you on the backside of your head. Amen. Because it's a rough world out there. And you got to know. It'll come. They'll learn that stuff. Have confidence in the grace and in the love of God. Amen. Do you believe in it? Do you have faith in God's love and God's grace? People try to nullify that. Amen. Some people are living by works and not by grace. Living by works and not by grace. They have no confidence in the love of God. God will bless that mess out of you. And if you can't love somebody, amen. Listen, I'm a thoroughly believer in this. We can love the hell out of somebody.
Amen.
And if love doesn't get it out, amen. Amen. They don't have a devil, they are a devil. Amen. You can love it out of anybody. Amen. You can love it out of anybody.
Amen.
And it works. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So somebody asked you, why are they up there praying for people and getting people here? They're just loving. We're just loving. Amen.
Amen.
Why are they always talking about they're just loving? Amen. Amen. Somebody say it's the heart of John.
It's the heart of John.
Amen.
It's the heart of John. Years ago, I was praying about, you know, Lord, what do you want to do with my life? What do you want to use? How do we pattern our life? And he said, I want you to be like John. Be like John. You know, and I said, well, I knew that John was just full of love and he just loved everybody, but I knew my personality. I wasn't mushy-gushy, you know? And I said, and I look at my ministry and I say, we are so far from John. I'm nice, you know, I can get along with people, you know, I can snap too. So can you, amen. And people that don't snap, you're probably just at a continuous snap and you don't know the difference. Amen. See, you snapped a long time ago and you just haven't come back together again. Amen. 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 And I said, we're so far. I said, I'm so far from this. And then I read the scripture and I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, getting there. I said, I wish that all people prosper. I preached that for 2 years. You know, and then I said, well, man, we pray for the sick and believe, you know, that people should be healed. Amen. So I said, thank God. I said, I'm close in that way. Above all things, more than anything. Somebody gave me a compliment. Somebody said, you're always, I had to leave that church. All they do is talk about money. Amen. Hallelujah. Above all things. Somebody say, above all things.
I wish
that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
Above all things.
He did that first, didn't he?
Yes.
He did that first.
Yes.
When he came, he didn't just jump up on the cross. No, he said, let me display a little bit of love first. Amen. He said, and ultimately I'll do that. Amen. But I'll start here. I'll start with healing. And I'll start with preaching the gospel to the poor. Amen. He said, I'll start there first. Somebody say first. Even the Salvation Army says, I used to work for the Salvation Army. I used to get blessed by that. You'll see stuff that will break your when you see God moving. And you get moved by people that give as well as those that receive. I mean, that is the best thing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost does do some things. We'd get up there and we'd start singing Christmas songs in the North Park Mall. And as soon as the anointing of the Holy Ghost would come, I tell you what, it would take about 15 minutes and that thing would be filled with like $1,500. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, people would just break. Would just break and do what God, you know, and start to release. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Someone say, so it is true.
So it is true.
Say, they're just like John. I wish above all things. And that's how you know where your love level is. Check yourself that way. You know, do you have a problem when somebody else gets blessed? Is that your heart? Above all things. Somebody say, above all things.
Above all things.
I wish that you. That's a big difference, isn't it?
Yes.
There are a bunch of people who says, next to all things, above all things is me. Above, and then I'll get around to you. But true spirituality and true Christian growth is say, above all things, I want you to do well. God will take care of me, but I want you to do well. God will handle my stuff. I want you to be blessed. Somebody say, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Look at somebody and say, it's all good.
It's
how many of you know some people that's all good?
Yeah.
Don't mean you no harm. Jesus didn't mean anybody any harm, and we as saints should be that way.
Amen.
Somebody say, no problem.
No.
You don't ever have to pray negatively, and we have to say these things because some people don't know.
Amen.
They'll go into prayer meetings and pray for a half an hour trying to do somebody in. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to do this. Amen. So what is your plan? Whose plan's going to work?
Amen.
Whose plan? So somebody say, don't waste your prayer. Don't waste your prayer. God will always, somebody say, never. Under any circumstances.
Pray a negative prayer.
Over anybody. God can always find somebody to pray that prayer for you.
That's right.
You know who will find to pray that prayer? You know, if you find somebody that needs to be brought down, they need to be brought down, and I'm going to pray them down. God will find somebody else that needs to be brought down, and he'll use their mouth. Amen. He says, because I want to bring you down next. Amen. But they have to start confessing that because you always reap what you sow.
Yes, right.
So I always want to be on the blessing side. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
So there's always somebody willing to take them down. The only people God uses to take people down are people that are on their way down. You get on the blessing side, amen? Get on the blessing side. When you find somebody, say, bless them. Be blessed. I release you, be blessed. I only mean you're good. Glory to God. I'm not going to get involved with your destruction, amen? That's not my job. Say, I'm like Jesus. I get to give away good things. I get to bless you, amen? Now, God can use the devil. Amen. Now, whose side would you be? And he uses the devil to do those things.
Yes,
so when we grow up,
we only desire
these things for others.
Others.
And anything outside of this,
is demonic and
devilish.
Find it in your Bible.
I mean, find any of those things in the Bible. Amen. Somebody say, don't worry about it. Just be good. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even, somebody say, even
as your soul
prospers. Can I tell you how your soul will prosper?
Sure.
Your soul will prosper when you get around people that have that mindset.
Amen.
Amen. When I get around people, like when you see they smile when you come there, and you get, there are really people out there. Snudge somebody, say, it really is. There are some people like that. That just wants you to do well. Everybody's not jealous. There are some people that want you to be sincerely. There's some people in the bottom of their heart, they really mean it. I mean, they get blessed when you get blessed. I say, wow, isn't that great? Dude, a kid, God, that's great. I mean, and it's sincere. I mean, it's hard for people to believe that, but it's true. Listen. When we all grow up, somebody say, all grow up,
starting
with these things.
First of all,
wishing that everybody would prosper and be in health. When we all get that attitude, corporately,
we'll receive a blessing.
What is that blessing? It will be a solical blessing. Your soul will prosper. Your emotions and your social environment will prosper in an arena like that. It will just happen.
Amen.
When you clean up your associations, amen, by cleaning up yourself, glory to God, things, you know what? Some of your depression will leave when you stop picking up the telephone. Change your number. Change your phone number. Change your phone number. Start picking your nose at the dinner table when you're out with people that you don't want to be out with anymore. Amen. Somebody say, we're talking about emotional healing. We're talking about emotion. Do whatever you got to do. I can't tell you how free I am and how great it feels. I mean, just to be free when you know yourself and you know what your heart is, you know what your content is, they can say anything about you and say, whatever.
Amen.
Whatever. Yes. Amen. That's just, well, I'm a devil that wants you blessed. Glory to God. I'm a healing devil. Amen.
Amen.
Then that would be the dumbest devil you ever find. Amen. A healing devil.
Amen.
There was no devil in the Bible going around healing people.
Amen.
They encountered all kind of devils hanging out in cemeteries and graveyards, but there was no devil in the cemetery raising the dead. Get up! Now get back down. Get up and get back down. Amen? The devil can't love. Watch out for them false prophets. And I've never found a demon in the Bible. You know, they had a demon down there. That woman was raising. The lady that was a demoniac was following her around, and she would prophesy and say certain things, but she wasn't doing nothing. Say, she wasn't doing nothing. She wasn't doing anything. She couldn't do anything. She wasn't opening nobody's eyes. Look at that devil over there, opening the sight of the blind. The devil. That's what they said about Jesus. He has a devil. Okay. And that was common. They said, well, who are you, Jesus? He said, don't you see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Somebody say,
my works.
Speak for me.
Yeah.
My works will speak for me. Glory to God. What devil is going to pray for anybody to do well? You can be transparent. Don't be phony. Don't be phony. Just be open and be transparent. Everybody knows anyhow. You ain't hiding nothing. Everybody knows who you are.
That's true.
People do know who you are. Y'all know who people are. Oh. Mm-hmm. They'll find you out sooner or later. Amen.
Amen.
But if you're in the right environment, they'll love you anyway.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think we learned something tonight. That spirituality, love will manifest itself like John. Do we understand this? By having that same mindset, above all things, I want you to prosper. Amen. So when you come up here, this is how we're going to demonstrate our love to you. Amen. First of all, I'm going to make sure you prosper. I don't care whether you had a raise last week. I'm going to say, did you get another raise? I want you to get another raise. Praise God. I want you to prosper. Amen. I will always have that mindset for you. Something's wrong when I don't want you to prosper. Run.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. People forget to love. That's simple enough. And be in health. I want you to be in health. Always in health. Always in health. And when you can get around people that have that same mindset, your soulical realm will automatically come together, amen, and your soul will prosper.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How many of you want that kind of environment?
Amen.
And this, he says, so he said that love is demonstrated in this fashion. Okay? So you can still be a love guy. Somebody say, you can still be a loving guy.
You can still be a loving guy.
And want people to do well. That's just one way that love demonstrates itself. Does that mean that's the only way? No, that's just one way. And you know what? People are just looking for people to have that mindset. They don't care about a whole bunch of other stuff. They just said, hey, we'll be nice. We had the best. I mean, there were people that joined the church today, never came to a service, never heard a word of prophecy, never heard a teaching, never heard the worship team. Amen. Never heard anything. Never heard, never saw anything whatsoever. You know what they said? They said, we just like the way it feels. And you're a nice person. Amen. They said, you're just a nice person. And we like that. They said, well, praise God. One good thing about this is it's easy. Love the people you're around. That's the first thing. Just love them. If you can't love them, find some people you can love.
Amen.
Well, God just has me there praying for him. No, he doesn't. If you can't love him, you need to stop praying. Amen. Please shut your mouth. Amen. And get out of those people's way. I'm just there, you know, I want to go, but he's just got me praying. I just got to pray the whole thing through. And everybody else praying, Lord, please send Ron, Father. Let him go, Father. Amen. Get over it. Isn't that nice? Look at somebody and say, I love you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.